landing dangerously close to the trebuchet.
Yeah,
as like a city. I mean, Belichick was segregated.
Belichick was a Trump supporter, right?
Yeah, a lot of people on that team support Trump.
Well, guys, he's gonna make great tax cuts for the rich. If you're rich, like those guys, like
you don't have anything you're
probably,
to
like, you're probably like, yeah, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
How rich do you got to be to get some tax cuts?
I don't really know how anything works.
Like $300,000 a year.
Okay, so I'm not eligible at all. I was wondering if I could maybe squeak in with $50 every couple weeks. And yeah.
They probably have
freelance money.
They won't let us.
Yeah, they probably have like investments and offshore bonds.
We're not their kind.
No. I'm still trying to pay off my J.Crew card.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
From freshman year in high school?
Yeah.
When you're opening credit cards?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I don't have stocks yet.
I'm really proud of our country for allowing high schoolers to have credit cards.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good idea.
That's just smart business.
It's a real learning opportunity.
It's smart business. Okay. So this is Did You Read It? Your weekly-ish discussion about things that are happening on the internet via Reddit. We use Reddit as kind of the portal to things that are just kind of happening on the internet. We find a subreddit that we like every week-ish. I know we're not usually on a weekly schedule. It's because, you know, people die and it rains and stuff like that in LA. Yeah. So,
But we're working on it. Weekly.
We had a nice meeting the other day, the three of us, that kind of was like, how do we improve? What do we do? Whatever. So expect a lot more talk about TrueSource.com. That's the number one thing that we criticize ourselves for is not talking enough about it. So anyway, my name is It's Your Dad. I've got dog boobs here to my left and my free date extra left. Those are our Reddit names. If you want to track us down, you should on Reddit, and then you should review and rate, et cetera, this podcast.
Get us that Reddit gold.
Just be honest, though.
Give me the gold.
Yeah.
Give me gold.
Yeah, we should get more honest comments in our iTunes reviews.
Call us
out.
Yeah,
we like interaction a lot.
I would actually
love back massages. We like it all.
I would love for somebody to, like, in our review on iTunes,
give like, some critique.
Challenge you to
criticize us for eating donuts in the podcast.
Yeah.
Like unprofessional
like
audio hosts.
Eat I know. That before.
We haven't got any good science criticisms either of like how you explained gravity was
right.
As wrong as it gets.
Yeah.
You dipshit.
I feel like science people.
You guys are aware that the Earth is not flat, right? That's been proven otherwise. If you do have something to say, email us, didyoureddit@gmail.com, or on
Facebook.
We've got a Facebook thing. We've got
an Instagram.
We've got an Instagram thing. We got all the things.
Comment. Interact.
Yeah.
Add us.
Enough of that.
Flag us.
Enough
add
of that.
Us.
So today, we are going to talk about... Oh, I wonder if you can hear with this pen. I should probably do this.
This guy is what we call
an
experienced broadcaster.
Yeah, 33 episodes and we're still learning.
Today,
we're discussing I don't even know what kind of category this falls in. Because it's like hyper nerdy, hyper weird trebuchet memes, right? So trebuchet memes, so subreddit r/... trebuchet memes, and for anybody who isn't a native French speaker, it's probably everybody that's listening to this right now, it's TREBUCHMEMES, trebuchet memes.
Trebuchet, French.
Trebuchet, so a like, trebuchet.
Trebuchet memes.
Right.
That'll help the Americans.
Yeah, okay.
All
you Americans like me.
It's treb, like treble.
Right.
You.
Like the treble this country's in.
That's right.
Was. Not no
before.
More.
And Chet, like Weird Science,
yep.
The mean older brother.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
There you go.
Trebuchet.
So they're basically, they're not a catapult.
They do not call them a catapult.
Do not call them a catapult.
So it's a medieval catapult competitive device.
A siege weapon.
It's a payload delivery system.
Yes. Okay. That's the best way to describe it. So
payload delivery
it is a payload delivery system. where without getting too, I mean, we're going to get a little sciencey on this because it's kind of a necessity of this specific one. So
this is my specialty, guys. Science.
This is his specialty.
I took two semesters in
trebuchet.
So the way this thing looks,
medieval siege weapons. If
you guys are, if you guys are not at your computer right now researching trebuchet memes as we are, or as you're listening, so this is basically there's an it's not an isosceles, an equilateral triangle frame, right?
Yeah.
So you have three sides that are the same length,
mm-hmm.
and at the top of the triangle, that triangle is sitting flat on the ground. At the top of the triangle, you have a pivot, and then you have a beam, right? There's a short side of the beam and a long side of the beam. The long side of the beam is twice the length of the short side of the beam. On the short side of the beam, you have a counterweight, and then on the long side of the beam, and this is crucial, at the very end of the beam, you have a sling and a payload, right?
Yes.
So what it does...
A payload is essentially a rock or a bucket full of...
It could be witch.
Witches.
Yeah.
Or rabid dogs. Whatever you want to throw at your
anything.
Enemy.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to deliver.
But you want it delivered fast.
You want it delivered fast, and you want it to go 300 meters if it is a 90 kilogram projectile.
In the air.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's their big claim to fame, is they can the trebuchet was a medieval siege device that could actually throw a 90 kilogram projectile over 300 meters.
And a clear improvement on the catapult.
Very obvious improvement.
Because catapult was spring-loaded.
Right.
And inferior. They created something that blew it out of the water.
Right.
And this is like, a trebuchet lasts longer, I think.
Right.
It's easier to load. I think it takes up less space.
Yeah, it's longer to load though. I think that's the kind of the advantage, I guess, of spring loaded in theory is that if you're like at the wall of your enemy, catapult might be your move because you're right there, right?
Yeah.
But if you're
it's a
threatening from like a slight distance and you're like, guys, we're not kidding. We will literally knock your goddamn wall down unless you give us exactly what we want right now. That's where the trebuchet comes in.
Yeah, and if you want to like throw a flaming ball of tar into a group of soldiers and like let them burn from a distance, a trebuchet is probably
what you're gonna want to use.
Exactly. Well, Boobs, you want to continue?
Oh, yeah. Well, there are no rules, first of all.
Right. Which, because in war, there are no rules.
Exactly. It just says, can you use a counterweight to launch a 90-kilogram projectile over 300 meters? Yeah, I thought not. So their attitude is a bit defensive.
Right.
I think probably they've grown up being told catapults were...
Right.
We're taught in their schools and catapults were medieval siege weapons.
Right.
And then they come to discover as they grow older or through their studies that trebuchets are clearly superior and they feel cheated. They feel like they want to convert the world.
That's the idea.
So I totally get it.
They've
kind of created a meme culture out of, you know how they have those memes like Ray Schremer next to the Beatles, and it'll be like somehow like cherry picking the facts that make Ray Schremer look way better than the Beatles,
right.
Like alive, and the Beatles are dead.
Right.
So they have one that's very timely with Tom Brady and a trebuchet next to each other.
Right.
So under Tom Brady, it says incapable of launching a 90 kilogram projectile over 300 meters is not the superior siege weapon. Deflategate.
Right.
Supports Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the trebuchet is capable of launching a 90-kilogram projectile over 300 meters. It is the superior siege weapon. It has no history of deflating balls for an unfair advantage, and it supports the destruction of all walls.
That's it. That's the point.
And that it's just better.
Yeah. So this is the whole thing. So this is why we're talking about this weird medieval siege thing. Let's dig in a little bit of the history of this thing because. The memes, what this is, this isn't just trebuchet as a concept.
It's not Trebuchet Magazine. It's not like Guns and
Ammo.
it's like, this is what we like about this. It's the perfect blend of something real and then the internet took it and made it their own thing.
Right. Yeah, and that's so the
that's what's interesting for us, I think, is like, why trebuchets? Well, we all know why. They're cool as fuck.
Right.
But then, like, let Reddit run with it.
Right.
And you get this, like, cool site of cool memes and really clever jokes and people, and that's right. what's kind of interesting.
Right. So, yeah. So this was a real hit. The way it came out. So I'm gonna. So the Daily Dot actually wrote an article about it.
Cool.
Not too long ago, I think it came out in.
They're a sponsor of ours, right?
They are a sponsor of ours.
Pretty
this
sure.
was November of last year, so it became a hit. So trebuchet memes are a smash hit. Meet the season's hottest medieval siege engine. Right. That was the title of the article. So the way this happened. Is basically on Out of the Loop, which we covered Out of the Loop. Out of the Loop, for anybody who's new to the pod, is a really good source for when, like, something happens on the internet or beyond that you go, I don't get it. What are they
I'm
talking
not in on
about?
This joke.
Right? And then Out of the Loop, you can ask it and it'll explain it to you, right? So, Out of the Loop on 4 months ago. What's the deal with trebuchet memes? What is the deal with the trebuchet memes that is a trending subreddit right now? So
would be curious to someone who didn't
yes.
know about it.
So trebuchet memes became a trending subreddit. So it started with a Things I Learned post about trebuchet memes. Because Things I Learned, which this is actually, do we ever do Things I Learned? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
We need to do that one, because that one's like, that was one of the more popular ones on Reddit, but it's also a...
Is it Today I Learned?
Or
T-I-L.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not Things I Learned. Today I Learned. So,
comment. Tell us how dumb we are.
Tell us.
Screwing that
Go
up.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But it is, so the whole point of Today I Learned is someone, it's basically just like someone finds something on Wikipedia and they're like, I didn't know that.
Did you know Madonna's mother? Was actually an astronaut farmer.
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
You had me going for a minute. I was like,
I know.
Wow, what
I
do you know?
I still believe it.
What do you know?
And I'll never not believe that.
That's what we call an example.
That's an example. So there was a high-voted Today I Learned post about the English king refusing to surrender of a Scottish castle garrison.
Cool.
Back when that was still a thing. Because he had a big-ass trebuchet and wanted to see it in action. So, quite literally, this English king was like, you guys can't surrender because we got this big weapon we got to test, so we're going to do this before, right? So, the absurdity of that situation, I suspect that the perceived absurdity of the situation was perceived as being extremely dank. So the trebuchet memes, which were a spin-off.
Well, is that a
Crusader memes?
Is that kind of a good explanation of like human nature and applicable now with all of the weapons we have laying around? It's like
it's a commentary on
just really want to see these things blow up stuff, and so I'm gonna go use my AR-15 like on that crowd of people or whatever. Like, there's a lot of weapons. Weapons sitting around not being used is depressing. Like,
right.
Eventually, I want to take my TrueSwords.com sword and like
right.
chop a cat in half, or right. probably just a watermelon.
Or a melon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So this king like couldn't handle not using his trebuchet.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna blast that castle up.
And that was kind of how it started. And I think that this whole thing is basically a nerdy ass fan club for that concept, which was, and that's why you always see this 90 kilograms for 300 meters thing. What is that in the non-metric system? Am I an idiot?
That's a good idea. Let's
300 meters
a...
isn't that three football fields?
Is it three football fields?
I mean, that's pretty far, but you know,
90 kilograms is about 200 pounds.
Goddamn.
And 300 meters. Gonna have to find another calculator for that.
A meter is a yard. A yard is 3 feet.
How does that compare to
so 900 feet, something like that?
Does that so
9,000 or almost 10,000?
No
feet.
That's not.
Oops,
real.
I added a
1,000.
Yeah, you were right.
Like
984.
10,000 feet.
That's why they're so good.
They are the best.
Man, but those should still be used. If that
how
was.
Long is a football field in feet?
300
feet.
That's like that can go three more than three football fields.
Yeah,
that's a long ass way.
Three football
yeah, in
fields
the medieval
and a little.
Times?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, that's crazy. There's safety and protection there, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I can just kick back here, finish my hoagie.
Yeah.
Right.
And my boar's head, because that's what you ate back then.
Yeah.
Just hoagie.
Just like, yeah, the face
a 1,000 feet away right. from me are the soldiers coming, and I'm like, whatever, I've got a trebuchet. I can.
Blah blah blah.
But this is, I mean,
you can do dead, disease bodies.
Yeah, you could do
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, polio bodies. You could
witches.
Throw witches, dude.
Let's not forget mm-hmm. the witches thing, yeah. right?
the teeth of witches.
yeah.
But here's what I've never understood about. I don't want to speculate too much about medieval weaponry.
Hey, I mean, close,
but
I think this is a safe place to speculate correctly.
I mean, so you got a catapult or a trebuchet, right? Mm-hmm. They're not the same thing. Let me reiterate that for any trebuchet fans out there. And you launch this bad guy. If you're a fucking soldier, wouldn't you just move? I mean, you have like at least 4 seconds seeing
think,
this thing coming.
But think
right?
I think they're good for a crowd of like 1,000.
Oh
there's
yeah,
nowhere to go.
That's
I mean,
true.
If it's like one of those like 5-foot-tall bowling ball.
Yeah, and
things,
if it's like the Women's
just,
March in
right.
L.A.,
you can't get.
Yeah, Women's March, L.A., trebuchet. I mean, I'm. God,
you're
I'm surprised. See, look, I know that would be bad to launch like a pot full of witches into the Women's March,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of also at the same time want to see it.
Well, they were very inclusive.
They were very inclusive.
You want to see one of these things.
Stayed, dude.
The witches would have been like, you know what?
This is where I wanted to be all along.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Give me a pink hat.
They'd climb up off of your right. bodies and be like, I'm in. Give me a pussy hat.
Yeah, but those things could destroy. But I also think they were designed to destroy like buildings and structures.
Yeah, that's
right?
what I was gonna say. I think it was a lot less about killing dudes and a lot more about killing
walls.
Yeah, architecture. Because that was the whole thing. If I was a medieval seizure, I assume this is how it would work. Where it's
yeah,
you chuck a 90-kilogram projectile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you dial that thing in, you get it all nice and ready
right.
for the front gates.
Exactly, and then. People are like, fuck me, they got a trebuchet, god damn it. Somebody, go reinforce our walls, or like, somebody,
and you
be prepared for the, whatever the huge hole is that's going to be in our goddamn fort, because now we're going to have to go
yeah.
down and defend it. And then when you think about these old castles and the walls and stuff, it's like, I mean, goddamn, like, they might knock out 2/3 of the way up this wall.
Mm-hmm.
How do you reconstruct that? Those you gotta get these massive stones that
yeah.
are fucking heavy.
Yeah, you gotta call the aliens back.
But if you're
yeah.
like
cut up some Stonehenge material.
Exactly.
If you're like a guy who's just on a crusade to like capture cities and like make a big, you know, like Genghis Conning it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you leave cities in ruins. You don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, that is kind of the rape and pillage time.
Yeah.
That guy was
the rules
planting
of
seed.
Yeah.
All up in the ladies.
The first
union.
Record of a counterweight trebuchet was in the 12th century from Mardi ibn Ali al-Tarsusi.
Right.
While he was
Marty.
Making the conquest of Saladin. And then it also came up in the 12th century with Byzantine historian Nikitas Choniates. I'm sure my pronunciation
Nick
is perfect.
So why is it?
And it
why
was
is it
used
a French
in the siege.
Name?
Look, that's a good question.
Did the French troll the trebuchet and
the
steal
Chinese
it?
Actually invented the first device that
what was that called
looked like a trebuchet. They called it a staff
it.
sling.
Hmm.
The Chinese called it a staff sling.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why that hasn't
and it wasn't
off.
That cool it yeah. wasn't that cool. It had a range of 100 to 200 feet.
Oh well,
but that one look, I mean, if I'm looking at your screen correctly, that one looks like it doesn't have the counterweight system as much.
Exactly. No,
because this one, the way this one works physically is actually pretty interesting, because
yeah.
basically you have the shorter side with the counterweight. It's kind of pulled back with a draw, right? With,
mm-hmm.
And it takes a minute to pull this shit back, obviously. But that's what you get if you're launching something for 200 meters. But you put the ball or whatever the payload is.
Yeah.
And you kind of let it sweep back kind of towards where the counterweight is sitting. Or where the counterweight is kind of... it's like literally below the counterweight,
mm-hmm.
so that when the counterweight drops, it's just torque that is taking this thing, and then because you have a lot more, you have like a pretty decent string on it, you have a bit of a distance, the torque creates quite a lot of momentum.
It's like a whip.
It's a whip.
How like a whip works?
Yeah. Totally.
Like a...
It's a whip, but I don't...
Like it pretty much works like this.
There you go.
Hopefully you listeners at home get
no.
it.
I'm going to add that
science
in post.
Don't.
But I don't really... I still don't, after looking at it quite a bit, I don't totally understand. Maybe you guys can kind of help me figure this out, but how does it get released efficiently from the sling? Because I feel like it would be very easy for it to get
to
caught
shoot,
in the sling.
To yes. shoot...
or shoot straight down or down something below. Like yeah. that, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so,
I don't really... Or, like, shoot straight up in the air. Because I was actually watching videos last night of, like, people making trebuchets and launching cars and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, it seems like a total crapshoot where they go.
True.
It must hit, like, a maximum point. Like, the arm must hit a max point that it, like, releases. It's got to be just, like, a simple physics.
Yeah, but... I was watching Mythbusters last night.
Yeah,
about it. Mythbusters did a really good one.
Ooh, I know what it is.
Where they did it with a duct tape. Like they made a duct tape trebuchet.
Cool.
It's actually pretty badass. But
that's awesome.
It also, like, to in the beginning, he was having a hard time figuring out how to launch it correctly. So I don't know. I'm for the trebuchet I'm building at home.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
DIY treb.
So here's a little information that might help you. So the earliest form of the trebuchet utilized the power of the human body to pull down the lever arm. So that was before our counterweight. So that became really exhausting, and people couldn't, you know, do that long term. So ancient armies decided to utilize gravity to launch projectiles at their enemies by placing a large weight on the short end of the lever and letting it just fall. And by letting that heavy thing fall, it flips the long arm and shoots whatever you're, you know, shooting. Dead bodies, shit, bombs, nails, witches, anything. So
the
only thing is it would wear out the device. So as societies advanced, the trebuchet's design advanced as well. So they fixed the counterweight trebuchet, even though it was devastatingly effective. It was subject to a great deal of fatigue stress during operation.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
The counterweight was eventually placed upon a hinge. This allowed the counterweight to swing as it reached the bottom of its fall, thus reducing the stress placed on the frame. So instead of just a big rock counterweight falling straight down and like putting stress on the wood,
yeah.
They created it so it would swing so the wood arm wouldn't be put under as much stress.
So smart.
It's the perfect siege weapon.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to like grease up that pivot point to make it really work. What's going on over there, boobs?
You really do. I had to change my seating. My butt cheek fell asleep.
Oh, cool. Ugh. Nice.
It happens. You all know it happens. All
right, so getting more into the meme component, because this is what makes this really hilarious to me. I mean, this is what makes it funny in general, is all of the memes that it's generated over something that's like very... We're talking about a goddamn medieval siege weapon, right? It's a little out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this before we started recording this pod, but Reddit right now, for anybody who's a little bit, this is actually more for people that are probably veterans of Reddit, but you've probably noticed that Reddit has been getting a little hostile lately, right? Just because of the Donald and enough Trump love or enough Trump, what's enough Trump spam?
Love, hate. Spam,
but Reddit as a microcosm of the world that we live in, the cultural kind of melting pot that is our global society. Well, global society has kind of taken a little bit of a negative turn lately. So Reddit, I think, has reflected that. Right, trebuchet memes. While they're not the newest thing in the world, I mean, like I said, this kind of was. I think a lot of the story, actually, I guess it's not that old. I mean, November 17th, I'm looking at a Select All article about it. But, you know, it's been around for a couple months. But they're totally unabashedly silly and fun and like ridiculous, right? So it's kind of a bit of a nice antidote for, and this is really what I love about Reddit, is you have things like this right beside the Donald, right?
Yeah.
And this is like the most innocuous, hilarious, silly thing, while the Donald is, you know, nothing but hostility all the time, right? So this is an article from NewYorkMag.com/selectall, which I think is their internet tracking blog, I guess. So trebuchet memes are here. Yeah, that's right. Pick up your jaw off the floor. Memes about the medieval siege engine known as a trebuchet, pronounced trebuchet. Trebuchet, yeah.
Ooh, should we be saying trebuchet?
Well, that's trebuchet. I guess I'm not. I'm doing a soft U, but it's trebuchet.
Ooh.
A device capable of flinging 90 kilogram stones more than 300 meters are in vogue. Finally, you say, and they honestly, I agree. It's been a long time coming, but they're here. They being trebuchet memes. The mildly viral tweet from Twitter user Strange Colt alerted us to the existence of trebuchet memes. Right. So the memes themselves are basically like they all eventually get to can you launch a 90 kilogram projectile to 300 meters, right?
Don't think so.
Yeah. So that's all how it goes, right?
And they can
so,
take any existing meme and make it about trebuchets.
Pretty much.
So
right.
They have like the frustrated Arthur hand meme, and it says, when they say there's no need to fling a 90 kilogram object over 300 meters.
Right.
Like, that's a well-known meme, and they have seamlessly put it into trebuchet context.
Right.
How many trebuchets would... You'd like to have, like, 15, right? I mean, if you got 15 going at the same time.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're dropping pots of witches on.
Damn. If I remember from that Wikipedia page, there was this one French king who had two... One he called Warwolf, which is kind of cool. And another one he called, let me find it, it was a beautiful name. He called the Bad Neighbor.
I think the Warwolf was the famous one. That was the one.
The English one.
That did it all, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So here's a meme of, this is a text message screen capture. It says, babe, come over. Can't, I'm a 90 kilogram stone, but I'm 300 meters away. And then a picture of a trebuchet launching.
They're meant for each other.
Yeah, you could drop that joke like casually,
right?
And someone
in today's world,
it.
And somebody answered it and got it. It'd be
it's an instant friendship.
Where the
or,
Reddit meets
or
the
you guys
road.
Might have
I guess.
Sex with each other. Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely have sex with whoever that is right there on the subway.
Yeah, right there on the subway.
On
right
the subway.
There. Because Redditors love public trans.
they love being in public in general.
They also have the you versus the guy she tells you not to worry about.
Real famous meme.
Catapult is you. And the guy she tells you not to worry about is the trebuchet.
Yeah. And see, I think this is what I really love about this sub and this whole thing is like there are all these memes that deal with extremely new culture, right? And new ways of talking and new ways of expression and new euphemisms and all these things, right? And this is taking that and it's like cutting out the newness of it all and replacing it with something that's like beyond antiquated. So it's a bit of, it's almost like a commentary, slightly a commentary on like youth culture, right?
Yeah.
Because this is one too that's like a me, yo, pass the. And then there's different font, and it says 90 kilogram stone. Friend, you better not, different tech or different font, launch it over 300 meters. And then it's me. And then you also see whenever there's a guy's head in these, it just replaces it with a full-size picture of a trebuchet.
Yeah. It's kind of like digitally, it's kind of like
the worst Photoshop ever.
It's mean.
But then it's a guy kind of, I don't know what you would call that. Like, what is that move? What is that dance move? Whatever. You'll see it on the website, digireddit.com.
It's crazy too to think that there are 40,000 readers on this subreddit.
Right, right.
So that gives me hope that there are 40,000 people who can like make an innocuous joke of something and like find it funny and find creative ways to like keep it going.
Dog boobs, you got a mic there.
Is it really? I can't move it even that far.
You just gotta like keep it close to your mouth.
I've been trying.
You gotta talk into it.
Think trebuchet.
You gotta literally like put your lips on the foam part, and if you're talking,
jeez,
keep your lips on it so that you can.
You know what? You can put your chin on the mic.
Yeah.
Does that seem to be a good way to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like violently pressing your chin into the mic. Now.
We should tape your head to the mic.
I'm good to keep doing this if this sounds good.
I wonder if we could. Oh, we need phenomenal. To get you a mic helmet.
Just so that tape should, it to my helmet.
Yeah, or one of those.
I can start doing this.
Cold collar headsets.
Right.
For real though, does this sound good?
It sounds better. I mean,
should I just be going like this?
Do you guys know about
my method? This is my method. Just keeping it kind of like on it. You know.
So the chin thing, I'm gonna just forget about that.
You find a way. Whatever.
Do you guys know about the sling fest?
No.
Is this a LARPing thing?
No, it's a trebuchet festival.
So it is like a LARPing thing.
I guess it is, but this seems more badass than LARPing because
you're actually doing it.
It's like BYO and trebuchet, and people are launching and destroying like whatever the fuck they want to bring.
Whoa, where is it? Like, what kind of space have they found for this?
Where do you think it is? Plano, Texas, motherfucker.
Oh.
Slingfest 2000.
Slingfest.
That's going to be hard for...
Yeah, think
the
about
wild
it,
animals out there.
Who's playing this year?
Well, I think you could say they're called the craftsmen. Like, which craftsmen are coming?
Oh, okay.
Which is cool.
Are there like people that if you were a nerd for trebuchets, you'd look at it and be like, holy shit.
Boing, boner.
Yeah, like this guy's going this year. Oh my God, that guy's my favorite guy
who
makes stuff like this.
Tricky Ricky and...
Right. And the slingmans.
Long duck frong. He can.
All right. So check it out. So this is actually. So this is cool, man. If you're.
They fling pumpkins a lot.
If you're in Plano, flaming pumpkins, right?
Flaming pumpkins.
Damn.
If you're in Plano, bring your friends and family as thelab.ms. Not sure what that is. And Plano Magazine hosts the 6th annual Slingfest.
God, we should go.
I would actually love to go to that. It sounds hilarious.
I think it's like a bunch of elder Boy Scouts who got into trebuchet building with their kids.
Right.
And it's one of those projects that's kind of tricky
stuck
and definitely dangerous to have go wrong.
So we got three. So this is actually a day activity, man. You could do this. Like, this is the itinerary is noon to 12:30. You got trebuchet team introductions.
Which is the perfect distance for something like this.
12:30 to 1:30, an accuracy contest. Three shots per team. So you got like a bullseye out there and everybody's trying to hit a bullseye, right?
Damn!
I know. 1:30 to 2 is a funky fling. Best ballistic. So is that
like, that's
the best
like
payload?
What, yeah, best, most interesting payload.
Right.
Like if you can fling a 1982 Honda Tercel.
Right. Exactly.
Is that Honda Tercel? Toyota Tercel? Excuse
me. Actually.
My bad, guys.
And you know what? If you look at like a really fucking majestic trebuchet, like it takes your breath away. Look at that.
That's old growth wood right there.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's physics. Like that is
physics in action, man.
Fucking amazing.
It is physics in action. And then if you watch, I mean, we'll post some stuff on the website because this is definitely requires a little bit of visual fodder.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one that the Mythbuster dude did, Savage, that was his name, is Adam Savage. Am I making that up?
Sounds good.
Adam something. Not the bald quiet one, the other guy. But the way they did it, they did one made entirely of duct tape, right?
Yeah.
Or all the core kind of mechanical components were made of duct tape. And they launched a Molotov cocktail.
Damn.
And it was pretty dope, actually.
God,
like
cool.
it was pretty cool to see. And I was watching a lot of videos last night. I mean, I was watching the one of the
and
car,
you,
man. They were launching cars. It's
cars.
Pretty dope.
How big
That's
was their
awesome.
Treb?
Theirs was not. I mean, it wasn't. It was big, but it wasn't insanely big. I mean, let's see, Mythbusters trebuchet. I mean, it was like. Not bigger than a maybe about the length of a maybe a little bit longer than the length of like a semi truck. No, but a bit longer than the length of a car.
That's huge.
That's a big guy.
I mean, it's big by our standards because we don't have the things needed to make something like this.
But we're not taking on any Scottish armies.
Yeah, right. Like and I wonder how big what Warwolf was.
They used I bet we could figure that out.
There's out there.
Excuse me, it was actually 15 feet tall.
So they used they use a car engine to weigh it down. Pretty sizable car engine as kind of their counterweight. And it looks like I'm gonna watch this thing go and see kind of if they had the new model or the old. Yeah, it looks like they had one of the newer iterations, which was the kind of it didn't drop, it swung, right?
Damn. Yeah.
Which is, I think, is, you know, you could use that one again for a lot, long time.
Mm-hmm. That swinging is a lot gentler on the trebuchet.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the thing I just don't understand is I don't get how to release it accurately. Like, that's what I don't understand.
I think I know what's going on. Like, at the end of the whip cycle, that piece of slack that's holding the payload reaches its maximum like his peak whip potential.
Okay.
And it starts to come backwards, right? And in that moment, there's so much force that whatever's in it is released. Does that make any sense? I mean, that's kind of how I picture
it. That's very science.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I kind of...
It's like this. Like, if I'm throwing a baseball even, and I wind up, the release point is kind of like the longest my arm will get.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, the ball, the torque is so much where the ball is actually being ripped out of my hand.
Okay.
I could hold on to it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like the force actually pulls the ball out of my hand.
Okay. Cool.
Because the torque I've created is making that happen. So,
yeah, that makes
in this
a lot
situation,
more sense.
The payload is moving at such a high rate of speed, like it's getting pulled out of whatever it's being held in.
And in early trebuchets, it's the counterweight that, pulled by gravity alone, rotates the beam.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, I wonder too. I'm looking at now the guy with the pumpkins. I'm watching a video of people doing the pumpkin style.
Yeah.
Smashing pumpkins.
Well, they're launching into lakes. It seems like there's a big theme of launching things into lakes in the trebuchet.
Think of the fish.
They get to eat some pumpkin.
Those catfish are pumpkin. Like, God, it's trebuchet days again. Trebuchet days with a Z. Days.
So it looks like, well, okay, here's another thing that I'm confused by. So how is it that whatever your payload is, if it were something like a pumpkin or like a flaming witch or something, right? How does it not completely fall apart with the G force that's happening, right? Because wouldn't you assume that there's so many G's going on?
Yeah, I think the pumpkin might be the sweet spot of food meets strength.
Yeah, because I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? Like,
yeah, like if it was like a loaf of bread, it'd be like probably ripped apart or wouldn't fly or something.
Right.
It needs to be pretty strong, whatever you're throwing, because it could get ripped apart.
I mean, these guys are just masters, man. And this also, I'm trying to figure out the sling thing, because I know what you're saying, but I also, all the efficient videos, you see that it gets released somehow, like the one side of the sling,
you know how
there's like a safety or something.
Yeah, it's once the sling goes past, it slings, like, it accelerates. You drop the counterweight, the sling starts going up, it accelerates, continues accelerating until it swings past the release pin. Once it's past the release pin, it's on its own. It doesn't need the sling anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a release pin. Everything I said was total horseshit.
I have a really helpful How a Trebuchet Works video that we'll post on our Facebook page.
But so explain that a little bit more to me. So there's a release pin. So you have, there's a
If the thing that's holding the payload, which is what we said is like a rope or a whip,
mm-hmm.
I picture it like a horseshoe or like a long, like a sling, right? So like a slingshot. So there's just two arms of rope, and then in the middle at the end is like a little holder that would hold like a rock or something.
Right.
And when one of those pieces of rope is released, which is your sling pin, it then opens the sling up to release the payload.
Yeah. So cool. One
and there's
sling
some mechanism that
is fixed to the beam while the other is tied in a loop and slipped over a release pin at the end of the beam. So that way, once your big swing passes the pin, it'll release from the pin, which then releases your witch.
Your pot of witches.
Because it's on, like, it's a pin like this, and, like, the sling is looped over it. So once it's past your pin, there's nothing holding your witch in anymore.
I see.
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, so at that point, it's just, I mean, it's kind of like the baseball thing, because when you're throwing the baseball, it releases, like, when it crosses a certain point, the ball, like, kind of spins backwards out of your fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of the same principle. It's like it gets to a certain point where
it keeps going down.
Yeah.
And it releases.
I'm no scientist, but that's exactly how trebuchets work.
Yeah. I don't know fuck all, but you're exactly right.
You're totally right.
There's another, what was I going to say? There's another point to this that I was going to bring up.
The cultural relevance, the trebuchet memes. I mean, there's something refreshing and reassuring about science and physics, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a place where people can go like...
Well, there's a big nerd. I mean, science and physics.
It's supposed to be random.
Yeah.
You know, like, quote, oh, so random.
I mean, it's random-ish, but it's also like, it is, I mean, this is kind of like, this is old, carnal, like, 12-year-old boy shit, right?
Yeah.
This is like the same logic of like, let's go launch some rockets, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you want to see something go really fucking far and be semi-destructive, right? Using only brute force, right?
Yeah.
And this is like the most innocent version of that. Because, I mean, that was very much like, I'm not saying it's exclusively a guy thing, but, you know, you see like October Sky.
Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of the same principle where
the
like...
Building
something just to break something else, right?
I found a really cool meme on this page. It's a rare trebuchet.
Oh
and
my
it's
God.
Pepe the Frog used as the sling. It only appears 0.90 times in 300 million years. Upvote it in 9.300 nanoseconds or you will be forever stuck with a catapult.
Oh, you don't want that.
That's it.
No,
that's
you
like
gotta
want
upvote that.
That
right now.
That's a crossroad of every subreddit that's cool.
Man, poor Pepe right now. I heard a really good, I think it was maybe Reply All, maybe? Was that they did a pod on?
Yeah, maybe. They're pretty good, yeah.
Getting
we,
back
we
Pepe.
We like their pod.
We do. They're friends of the pod, not real friends. Friends like the way we talk about, like, Chance the Rapper is a friend of the pod.
Yeah, they're friends that don't know that we're friends with them.
Right, yet.
Yet.
But
we're watching them at night in their bedrooms.
Just, you know, like, take a couple months to get to know us before you put on a restraining order. That's all I ask, you know? Here's what I was going to ask. So how would this compare to a cannon? Because I assume a cannon is tough because, you know, first of all, a cannon is several centuries later, I assume, right? Or at least a couple centuries later.
Yeah.
Because a trebuchet is like very like basic mechanics.
Sword fighting
type shit. Yeah. Then cannons were introduced, and I'm sure people that like first person who had a cannon, they go up to trebuchets and they're like, "What the fuck is that witchcraft?
Yeah.
Oh my god!"
Yeah, because you could have 1,000 cannons because they're small,
right?
And you could just pop the shit out of people,
right? But is it? Yeah,
it
I mean,
seems
it's,
like less
so
stuff
cannons
to pack.
Have more accuracy than a trebuchet,
right? That's the thing with trebuchets; they don't seem like they've got the accuracy thing down. Like, they seem intimidating as fuck, and if you're 300 meters away, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's like, what is that thing back there? It's a trebuchet!
Yeah.
There's a horse coming into my bedroom!
Right. Like, I can definitely see that being very intimidating, but it doesn't seem like it's one of those things that you're going to take on, like, a ship, you know?
Mm-hmm. They had them on ships, I saw, but that looks like recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
What do you think of... I feel like... maybe like the Burning Man festivals.
Good place to build one.
Yeah, good place to siege.
Yeah. Right.
Like we stage a perimeter at 300 meters, of course.
That would
and
be really funny.
We launch 90 kilogram payloads into the middle and try to just take out crusty hips.
Launch 90 kilogram payloads of acid.
Of acid.
Just a big acid ball.
Acid and Adwala bars. Don't forget to eat snacks.
Just everybody like hemp soap.
Hemp soaps. Yeah. Take a shower. Just like a Dr. Bronner's payload.
Yeah. That's actually really funny. I mean, the other thing about trebuchets that are actually kind of interesting is the route that the payload takes to get to its destination, right? Because it basically does a big loop. Like, it's a big looping device. So it kind of goes, like, as compared to something like a cannon or a catapult, like a catapult, which, let me be clear,
is
totally inferior to a trebuchet.
Oh,
yeah, we wouldn't mention it more
than
twice.
This is, yeah. But a catapult is, you know, you kind of have just like a straight fling, like, it's kind of a line drive, right? Like, the trebuchet is a fucking Barry Bonds, like, triple-decker home run style, right?
Yeah, like,
it's way higher, because that's what happens.
It's the whip.
Yeah. It's a whip, and it basically, because of the whip, it spends a long time going up before it starts coming down.
Yeah.
Because it's really, that's actually a good question. Can you see how high, we know how far it goes, but how high does a trebuchet payload go, in theory? In practice, I guess.
I'm going to guess 10,000 feet.
10,000 feet.
It probably depends on the machine. The largest currently functioning trebuchet in the world is a 22-ton machine at Warwick Castle.
Based on
historical designs, it stands at 18 meters and throws missiles typically up to 300 meters. That doesn't tell me how tall it can throw.
Somebody out there can do the math on the physics, because there's like there's a peak height at 300 meters.
Right. How high does a trebuchet payload go? Trebuchet physics tutorial. Make your trebuchet throw farther. That's cool.
That's interesting. They'd have to find out how high, because they're throwing cows over castle walls.
Yeah. But that would, I mean.
Evil cows.
Evil cows.
Evil cows. Witched cows.
Bewitched cows.
I mean, man, this is a tough one. I mean, I think you would want... Yeah, I mean, it looks like there was a pretty massive innovation when people decided to fix the counterweight to the arm. Like, that was a big deal, because then all of a sudden, like you said, it's like you're not really, it's not just kind of ending with a thump. I mean, you're kind of like really following through.
Yeah.
Which really gave it a lot more oomph, you know?
Mm-hmm. I see what you mean.
I really want to know how high these things go. It's got a little bit of like the golden ratio thing going on. You know what I mean? Like, which maybe is a part of the reason why people also love trebuchets, is because it seems like people made the catapult, and it was like a little bit of devil's magic, whereas like not how the natural world is, and then the trebuchet with the golden ratio.
Yeah.
What's that golden ratio?
It's like the... Is this small
high school math stuff?
Well, what's it? What, I don't. How do you describe it?
I'm going to Google it. You know? I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about, though. It's like this. The kind of like looks like a shell. It's a shell angle,
like the Nautilus shell.
Oh yeah. Ugh, this website's called Math Is Fun.
For adults.
Sound pretty pumped about it.
Are you guys English people, or are you guys? English, I mean, we're all writers here, I guess. So it's.
Yeah, I got into math in college because I had to, but...
I was
science, but they always paired science with math, and I was, like, fucking incapable of understanding any math, ever.
Dude, I was sick AF at math growing up. I probably should have been an engineer.
Damn.
But I went the other route. But, yeah, I did, like, I got, like, a 700 on my SATs in math and shit.
Well, damn.
I know.
Shit.
I should have gotten,
you did it before they had the writing test.
Oh, yeah. It was... Whoa, this is an interesting design for a trebuchet.
Let's hear it.
Floating arm trebuchet. Okay. This is unique. So this, all right. Ooh, wow, now we're getting into modified trebuchets, and this is a completely different world that I wasn't even privy to. So this one's fascinating. So as compared to the other one that was just a unilateral triangle that the base was sitting on the ground level, obviously. This one is you have one long rod that the counterweight passes vertically on, right? Mm-hmm. So the counterweight is not doing the golden ratio thing at this point. The counterweight is literally just going straight up and down, right? But I'm trying to figure out how to describe the physics of this. So this one will definitely also be on our
is this
blog.
One called the Merlin?
This is nah, maybe this is called the Merlin. It's it Texas Tech one. Damn, that Merlin looks like a fucked up
the Merlin shit. Looks like a
it looks like a really fucked ride. Up roller coaster, yeah. I'm looking at the Merlin and then like I see a big Confederate flag go in front of the screen.
This isn't a very diverse group of people.
No, these are MAGAs.
It seems like them. I like them.
Definitely.
Oh, it's a similar idea to the Merlin. So this one the vertical counterweight thing, and then it kind of floats, right? I'm gonna watch this Merlin in action. Wow, dude, that is
that's good pod.
That's
whoa.
I mean, wow. I don't even know how to describe that shit.
It's actually like exciting.
So what, watching the Merlin?
Tons of pictures,
it is exciting to watch.
Tons of videos because watching
it feels like watching a rocket
action,
launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Guys, the Merlin would have freaked me the fuck out if I was sieging, dude.
Can
this
you
one
imagine
is
imagine if you saw a cow flying through the air at you.
Oh god. Merlin 1400 feet plus.
Holy shit. Jangos.
So this thing could even you could use this in fucking Iraq right now, man.
My
fuck
god.
Planes. I mean, I bet I don't know why North Korea is spending all their goddamn time trying to make a
Trying
to make a nuclear rocket. Why don't they just use a trebuchet? How funny would that be? if North Korea launching. Used a Merlin trebuchet to send a nuke at South Korea.
God, it seems fitting. It seems like they would do that.
Wow. It seems like that would be the technology they think is in right now. And they're just like, finally
we
caught up to you people.
About yeah. trebuchets. Oh my God, yeah. They're cool. I love their ability to make memes out of this.
Yeah, I mean it's a fun thing that isn't too. I mean, it's nerdy. The internet loves nerdy stuff.
Yeah, there are endless memes.
Pretty
like
safe.
When a guy comes out of a coma and the nurse is like, "Sir, you've been in a coma for 300 meters," and he says, "Oh boy, I can't wait to see my favorite 90-kilogram projectile." Like it just unfunnies all the memes, but that's right. What makes it funny.
Exactly.
90 and 30, or 9300.
Guys, I'm watching a video right now of a Delaware trebuchet team shooting for the world record.
How do you get on these teams?
I don't know, man. Oh, dude, this is
you start
wow.
by commenting on trebuchet memes. You're yeah. clever as AF.
That's where they scout. They're as we're talking about this, somebody from the Delaware trebuchet meme is hopefully going to listen to this and
invite
if they're looking for new recruits.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, because like I said, right I got a 700 on my SAT in math.
I didn't, but I'm a hard worker.
So there's, yeah, so, man, once I think people started to get pretty clever with physics towards I'm going to call this is a little bit more of like a 15th century trebuchet, where you're looking at a couple different ways to do this counterweight thing. How far are we throwing this thing? Let's see what they're.
This guy's meme is great. It's just like, it's a picture of his feet on a scale, and it just says 90 kilograms. And then his thing says, "I'm late for work," which is 300 meters away. Does anybody know an efficient way for me to get there?
I love that.
If you trebucheted yourself, right? But you were wearing some kind of like a winged suit.
Right.
So it would get you up.
Yeah,
and
I
then
wonder.
While you were up, you hit the button. And then you just, you take off. Like, is it a quick way?
The release would be so jarring that it would kill you?
You have to get like a chair mechanism, something that like...
Yeah, gently release you a bit.
Well, this is a question I was saying earlier about like what the pumpkin thing. Like, pumpkins are fairly fragile devices.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's
so
true.
I think I'd like to see this like in the next Point Break 2.
Right.
like a trebuchet on a Grand Canyon and you trebuchet me.
Right.
Into the Grand Canyon wearing a wingsuit.
Yeah.
And I'm going with that spicy Latina fella.
Oh, yeah.
And we wingsuit ourselves.
I mean, why hasn't there...
Into a whitewater rafting situation Kevin Bacon.
Why is there not a Evel Knievel...
Of trebuchet flying.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I mean, dude, that's so much more badass.
So let me see if there's
Cannon's okay, but dude, a trebuchet, a man, and there's got to be a guy who's...
Yeah, I think there are...
And whoever he is, I don't know, it's your dad. You should get a tattoo of him on your arm. Yeah,
trebuchet.
Like the first guy that's worthy of your skin.
Oh, I got a lot of guys on my skin. Hey-o. trebuchet human payload. Just search that. So we're going to see what we got here. This seems like a recipe for disaster, but it's a real thing. I'm watching human payloads go on a trebuchet right now.
Guy dies on roll. Oh, yikes!
Did you what? What did you just search?
That's what I searched. Same thing as you.
Man, this seems fun as fuck. It seems fun, but also, oh shit!
That guy died.
Definitely fell out of the sling. Oh yeah. Okay, now this was really compelling and nice until the end, and then it's like there's an ambulance there.
Oh shit.
This is what I was gonna say. So you know how Hunter S. Thompson wanted to be shot out of a catapult?
Mm-hmm.
If I die, can you
get one up in HST?
I want you to get a Merlin trebuchet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even care where you launch me.
Do you want me to launch like a basket of your parts or your ashes packed into a cannonball?
I want the whole me.
It'd be cool to get your ashes to splat on like a court, like a bank window.
Just get a soft casket, something that's like maybe like what would be a good
like balsa wood.
Balsa wood would be nice.
Something that really just explodes.
Yeah, something like. Maybe balsa wood would be nice. Like a balsa wood casket.
Yeah.
Leave me in there like fully formed, right?
All right. Do you want me to like...
Merlin trebuchet.
Yep. I'm writing this down.
And start me in Maryland.
Okay.
Get me to land on the White House roof.
That's cool. Launch you into the Oval Office.
Into the Oval Office.
Through the front windows.
Right.
Wearing... Your outfit has to be something controversial.
I have that municipal waste the municipal waste shirt of Donald Trump shooting himself in the head.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or just like Uncle Sam outfit.
Yeah, but I will also be a dead person, so maybe I don't have to be that controversially dressed.
Well,
yeah,
we got to think about CNN here, bro.
That's true.
What are they going to report on? What's got to be breaking news somehow? It's literally
it's just
breaking
in.
News.
Man wears shirt.
Man wears shirt.
Also dead man.
Also
trebucheted through.
Yeah, don't bury the lead. He was trebucheted through the front window of the Oval.
Don't bury the lead. I mean, somebody had to have done that, right? Somebody had to have launched a trebuchet.
It's like a
corpse.
Viking funeral, but a Scottish funeral or something. I think we should call it the Scottish funeral.
Well, it was technically the English funeral.
Oh, sorry.
Because it was...
Or is it French? Because the name is French. I don't like that it's a French name, but the British seem to be the ones that...
Well... It looked like the war horse or the war pig or whatever the name of that.
Werewolf.
That
was a little because it's like werewolf, warwolf. Right. Like, it's hard to say. I mean,
werewolf. So werewolf, it looks like they were the ones who were like, hey, we get that you want to surrender, but we just have this new weapon. We just want to try once. So
we're going to fuck you up for like
an
afternoon.
Right. Just let's do it once, please.
I hope you weren't planning on like doing anything chill with your kids. I'm going to launch evil cows into your bedroom.
Damn, dude.
From 300 meters.
This is launching humans with a trebuchet.
I mean, it's
pretty...
Right? It's the next...
Scary.
Did you find a real person that's done it?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of people who have been trebucheted. Dangerous Sports Club. What is that?
Wait, there's a thing that's just a dangerous...
Dangerous Sports Club presents... So, Edge.
Edge.
This is a really funny...
The guy's name
video.
Is Edge?
No, it's just like an intro video with like... it just says like, Edge, blah, blah. Oh, so...
Cool
wow,
words,
okay.
Intensity.
Yeah.
Scary. Oh my God, this guy's getting launched.
Dude, people are... It's a dangerous sports club, bro. Human payload. I love this whole video is like people walking around in crutches.
Guess which country this human launching thing comes from?
Russia.
Japan.
Whoa. Really? Was it a game show?
It's a game show. They're just launching people into a net. And the net's like kind of big, but it's not huge.
And the net is like grounded with like big sharp wooden poles.
Jeez.
It's kind of scary.
It's really horrifying. That'd be kind of cool if you like really had an enemy and we lived in some like absolutely terrible times to make a human trebuchet. So let's play this hypothetical, right?
Oh, my favorite.
Capital punishment. We Donald Trump goes, "Hey, you know what? Executive order. We are going to make capital punishment great again, right?"
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with brand new ways to kill people that need to be killed, right? Trebuchet?
So far, I'm on board.
Field of spikes.
You get launched into a field of spikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, trebuchet, you get launched, and then, and this is a Merlin trebuchet, so this is like a real serious one, and you just get launched straight up in the air, and you land in just a, in like Mortal Kombat. At the end, when like you're the continue screen,
yeah,
and you're falling into a well, and at the bottom of the well is just all these
all spikes.
You just get impaled, right?
I think it's a great way to.
I mean, if we're gonna do capital punishment, and I do
think that the capital punishment system should be more in the public eye, because it's something that you're a part of if you're a citizen.
I mean,
so, like you should like it should be on TV or the public, because it's not. It's not sexy.
I mean, it's kind of like the whole like abortion thing. It's like if you want to get an abortion, you need to watch an abortion video first.
Yeah,
right.
It's probably accurate. And you have to throw Molotov cocktails in abortion clinics
first. Yeah, before you get an abortion, you have to throw one into an abortion clinic.
Yeah.
To see what it feels like for the baby.
And the doctors are probably freaked out.
That's true.
And then if you're okay with the way it feels, please proceed.
I mean, how do you guys, this is, now we're getting into, like, controversial issues, but, like, a lot of those weird rules that are, like, if you're going to get an abortion, like, the education thing where it's, like, you got to know what's going on with your body. I actually do agree with that.
I agree with that with any medical procedure.
Yeah, because it's, like,
goes in and has
that's, like, simple responsibility.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be, like, shock value, but it is, like, one of those things where it's, like, it is a pretty grisly thing.
Yeah, I don't think you need to have a video where the doctor's, like, this is what the baby's going to look like when it comes out.
Yeah.
Just have a doctor explain the procedure to you like they would any other procedure.
To babes.
I mean, I didn't go in and have back surgery
without having the doctor explain everything they were going to do. So I think if they're a legitimate doctor, they'll explain
like,
the procedure anyway.
Open you up. Right. We're going to pour hot titanium all over your bones.
They will
fuse. And you're like, that's exactly what I want.
What if before you get an abortion, you have to read Barack Obama's Audacity of Hope, just to know what your kid could become someday.
In the waiting room.
Like, yeah.
So they know like, you're reading it.
And like, you're just, you know, like, we know that you want to, like, you know, kill this kid and stuff, but
and then,
he could be
and then we
let
fast
me just
forward.
Let you know what this guy could be.
And
right?
We fast forward to 23 years later when he's living on your couch. He's eating
like,
all your bologna and you're like,
we know this isn't
it.
A lot of chance, but we're going
to... You were supposed to be great.
Sit down, watch this highlight video of LeBron James. And then tell us if you still want to get an abortion.
Yeah, I think being responsible is always a good answer. And information is so easy to get now.
Yeah.
Like, I get pissed when people ask questions that I know is like one Google away, and it's not a complicated answer.
Right.
Like multi-part answers you maybe want to talk to somebody about.
Yeah.
But someone's like...
what's a trebuchet?
Weird situation.
Yeah.
Fucking Google
like,
it.
Something
like how do you
can
get...
I throw a 90 kilogram?
Yeah.
A 90 kilogram projectile
at 300 meters. And you're like, what are you, some kind of idiot?
Yeah.
Get on Google. Get on trebuchet memes.
Answer your own fucking answer question. Answer your own
fucking question. But answering your own question is like step one to being responsible.
Yeah. Totally. 100%.
And you should always try that first. And if you can't get to like a good answer and you've tried, then I think you can be like, hey, you know, I've been looking around and I can't seem to figure this out.
Right.
Yeah, because the worst shame is when someone sends you that link of the, let me Google that for you.
Right.
That hurts me. It's happened a couple times. That hurts me, like, but it changes you.
Yeah.
Wait, like, what is it when someone sends you a...
You ask a dumb question and they'll just send you a link, but it takes you to like a GIF of the Google search page and it says, let me Google that for you, and types in your question.
A lot of people are asking me on Sunday what time the Super Bowl started. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I could...
Google it.
You could figure it out or you could ask me, but you still have to spend the time typing it in.
Right.
In a text or wherever. Yep. So why wouldn't you just... Anyway.
That's neither here nor there.
It was a good game.
It was an insanely, insanely good game.
Just think about that, people. Think about that. You know, when you're about to launch a 90-kilogram payload 300 meters at an efficient clip, or get an abortion, or ask your friend a dumb question.
Yeah.
Get on the internet first.
Yeah.
See if you can do it.
Research.
And in which case, if you are trying to launch that 90-kilogram projectile... The answer is yes, you can do it.
You just need a trebuchet.
We just gave you a freebie. Otherwise, fucking do the research on your goddamn self.
Find out how to build it yourself.
And the game started at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Jesus Christ.
Dumb.
So, DeBubis, I think you probably need to go soon, right?
Yep. I gotta log off.
Well, are you going to Slingfest right now?
Heading out to Slingfest. your
van?
Gotta go to Plano.
Yep.
Your team is picking
My
you up.
My team is like honking. I can hear them.
Are you Team Delaware? Are you part of the World Champs?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There you go. One of the few good things about Delaware, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a great team.
Sorry, all you Delawareans. Isn't that where DeGuz is from? Was he? No, he was from Maryland, right?
Oh, yeah. DeGuz is...
He was from somewhere over there.
I'm so glad we gave him... That just brings us to, you know, taking a moment to recognize our sponsor, TrueSwords.com.
TrueSwords.com.
They bring joy to so many people's lives. They keep you safe. And they make you confident in your home security. So thank you, TrueSwords.com.
Our sponsor for this and every pod we do until they give us a restraining order.
They might even sell a mini trebuchet.
Oh, they do. I'm looking at them right now. Marbles has them, actually. Yeah. Mm. Okay, cool. Well, this wraps this one up. So, trebuchet memes. Check our website, didyoureddit.com. This one's not super visually heavy. I think we probably explained it decently well, but enough to where you'll want some of the visual fodder
that comes with it. If you haven't, you need to see the Merlin in action.
Right. I mean, the Merlin is ridiculous, dude. That I don't even know how to describe that one physically because it looks like there's some witchcraft going on with it.
Yeah.
But it's really impressive.
Physics heavy.
Yeah, very physics heavy. But okay, this is Did You Reddit? My name is It's Your Dad. Dog Boobs was to my left and she just vacated and
my free day kicking it over here with a couple maple bars.
We eat donuts every morning when we do this because we do it at 7 in the morning because we're too goddamn busy doing it another time. But all right, next week we'll do another one. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be.
This samurai sword I'm looking at on True Swords is $19.99 for
it's a really criminally kick-ass cheap,
looking
dude.
Man, I might just have to get it.
I mean, it's not much, man. It's really easy to get caught up in the True Swords like rabbit hole. There's a lot of shit on there that you go, what?
It's kind
of
stupid.
There's no way this mace is $10. This isn't a real mace. It's a picture of a mace. And then they send it and it's like illegal in California or something.
Like I could put this in a trebuchet and just launch it.
Oh, you'd kill
into
anything.
A mall.
Yeah. 300 meters. Okay, next week we'll talk about something else about the internet and Reddit, etc. Tune in, review, like, etc. Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook. Cool. Have a good day. See ya.